Ball on the tee. Evans kicks it off from right to left, end over end. It is handled, sliding down Philadelphia, Isaiah Rogers, and he will be down just across the 25, a 23-yard return, touched by Jacob Hummel on special teams. Philadelphia is coming off a 22-10 win over Green Bay in the wild card. They controlled it. Defense played at a high level. Jalen Hurts did not have to do a whole lot of damage, but did enough with two touchdowns through the air.
And you would expect him to have a little bit better performance now, second week back after being out for a couple of ball games. But the big thing, can they get Saquon Barkley going early in order to give Jalen Hurts easy opportunities to throw the ball?
Missed action because of a concussion. Hurts is under center on first and 10 from the 26. Fake the handoff. It's a bootleg to the left, and he throws it, hits Goddard along the sideline, and he's out of bounds. Had a big game last week with one of the highlights of the year. 14-yard catch and run, chased down by Roseboom. This offensive line among the elite groups in the NFL. Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Becton, and Johnson. Goddard, the tight end. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, the wide receiver. Saquon Barkley, what a season he put together.
Did it all. And the runs could have been short at times, and they turned into long ones. Sometimes he started games with big sprints, but always they kept giving him the football, and eventually defenses cracked.
First down at the 40-yard line, Philadelphia opening drive. Shotgun snap, Hurts takes it. Protection holds up. Hurts will throw to the left. Catch is made at the 45 and then wrestled down. It is Devontae Smith for a quick five. Roseboom in on that stop. Defensively, Los Angeles, the numbers are not great from the season, but they played well when they had to. It's a young group up front. Fisk, Brown, Turner, Jared Verse, a Pro Bowler, Byron Young, Spates, Roseboom, the linebackers, Witherspoon, Curl, Kinchins, and Williams in the secondary with Lake, the nickel. Shotgun snap on 7 and 5. It's a handoff. Zigzag move to the left. Saquon Barkley avoids a tackle and then stood up and dropped just short of the 49. It's a 3-yard pickup. Kobe Turner among those there defensively.
Interesting start for Philadelphia, throwing the ball in the first two plays. In other words, using Saquon Barkley as a threat in order to get Jalen Hurts going early. Now let's see if they can pick up the first down here and eventually get A.J. Brown involved.
Six offensive linemen. It's a handoff going up the middle, pushing Barkley right to midfield. That's exactly where he needed to get to, and it is enough for the first down. By a hair, he's got it, and that will move the chains. Line of scrimmage is now the 50.
Interesting thing about this Eagles team, a lot of teams have a type. They go to a certain side or the other. This Eagles team already, we've seen them go to the right side. They've seen them go to the left side. They move the ball around very, very well.
Two receivers off to the left. Goddard to the right in the slot. And then Smith off to the right on the outside. Shotgun formation with Barkley to the side of Hurts on his right. Hurts takes the snap, steps up, he throws underneath. Barkley makes the catch. Barkley tries to make a move and is tackled at the 44 by Roseboom. That's a 6-yard gain through the air. This Philadelphia team only had 290 yards of offense against Green Bay. They allowed 302, but that was enough. They were very efficient in that victory here at home. Barkley to the right of Hurts. Four receivers set. Take the handoff. There's a lane to the right. Breaking a tackle. Hurts still going. 25-20. Hurts could go. Down the sideline. Goodbye. Touchdown, Eagles. 44 yards. He broke the tackle of Gallimore. And then he gallops all the way for the score.
And they get good offensive line play, pulling from your left to your right. And they get the left tackle, Mailata. The left guard, Dickerson. They pulled and created the blocks that started things. And then as you described, Neville Gallimore had a chance and Hurts out open field. Couldn't grasp it fully. Hurts pulls away and gets into the end zone.
Jalen Hurts, big run on the opening drive of the day. Elliott on for the extra point, and that one is curving. No good. He missed it to the left. So all the good feelings that you have, opening drive, touchdown, And Jake Elliott, the issues continue.
Missed an extra point last week, too.
It's a 6-0 lead for Philadelphia here in the opening quarter. 11:55 to play. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. And now Philadelphia will kick it off. Jake Elliott missed the extra point, so it's 6-0. Kicking to Whittington and Schrader. This is a short kick. It's handled at the 11 by Whittington, near side to the 15-20. He spins across the 30, and he's dropped just short of the 34. It's a 22-yard return.
Now your defense comes onto the field, and your crowd is already into your defense.
Big time.
A big-time lift for them to get things started.
So the line of scrimmage to open up this drive is the 34-yard line. Matthew Stafford in the pocket, stepping up. Stafford fires it, nearly intercepted by Darius Slay, his former teammate in Detroit. The knockaway on first down.
If they're going to complete that pass, Stafford has to be on time. There was a second hitch by him in the pocket, and after the second hitch, Slay was able to come up on the football and knock it away.
And Charles, last week, Stafford started the game in that victory over Minnesota, 10 of 10. He is 0 for 1, first play from scrimmage. Second down. It's a handoff. Kyren Williams trying to muscle his way on the right side. There's nothing there. It's a 3-yard pickup as Philadelphia swarmed the ball with Jordan Davis. So the starting offense for Los Angeles: Alaric Jackson, Steve Abala, Bo Limmer, Kevin Dotson, Rob Havenstein. Across the line, Higby, the tight end, Cup, Nacua, little bit of Atwell, and then Williams in the backfield. Matthew Stafford facing a third down and 7. Shotgun formation, a 4-receiver set. First possession of the day for L.A. Stafford throws. It's a low one. Philadelphia believes it's incomplete, and they're right. Higby, he trapped it. Zach Bond, the Pro Bowler, had very tight coverage. It's fourth down.
Kobe Dean is not playing for Philadelphia due to a knee injury, but you have very active, good cover linebackers on the field, and that's a close one. Look how Higby goes all the way down, gets his hands underneath the football, and cradles it to his body, but it's determined that the ball hit the ground before he could possess it.
Ethan Evans is the punter. The Rams may challenge this.
They're going to take a good look at it. He had his hands cupped right above the ground. It looked like he tried to draw it into his body. The Rams believe he brought it in.
Los Angeles is challenging the ruling on the field of an incomplete pass. The play is under review.
Our referee is Sean Smith. And the challenge from Sean McVay. Early win here for the Rams.
They felt like they had the catch. But even more so, it felt to me like Sean McVay was saying, if we think we got it, we've got to challenge it by what we saw from Philadelphia's offense on their first drive. We've got to keep possessions. We can't let anything go today when we have a chance to keep the football. It was worth the challenge, he felt, and they won it.
Defensively for Philadelphia, up front, Williams, Davis, Carter, Sweat, Bond, Huff on the edges, Slay, Blankenship, Gardner Johnson, Mitchell, and DeGene. In the defensive backfield, handoff going up the middle, working his way to the right. It's a first down and more for Williams, crossing midfield, and he's brought down right along the numbers on the right side. Eventually, after a 20-yard pickup, Jackson and Nacua with key blocks to the 35.
And the play began working its way to the left. And as you're following it in your mind and you're seeing it left, and now he breaks back to the right because of the blocking on the backside of the play. Created a natural alley that his vision picked up, and he's able to get to it for a significant gain.
They go two receivers off to the left. Cooper Kupp will set up to the right. First down at the Philadelphia 35. Motion man Nacua to his right. Take the handoff. Stafford looking to his right. He throws it, and it bounces at the feet of Higby. Good pressure from Nolan Smith, who has provided nice heat for Philadelphia this season.
And if you're a defender, when you're trying to keep up with this Rams passing attack, you have to be prepared for receivers to emerge from anywhere. It used to be they always came from the outside, or if you took a back, you swung him out of the backfield. Now they're running them up through the line of scrimmage, hoping that there will be some natural picks and screens and allow those receivers to be free. They did that with Nacua. couldn't find him on that play.
Rams, the NFC West champions, dethroning San Francisco. The 49ers have won it each of the last 2 years. Shotgun on second and 10. Stafford standing tall in the pocket. He zings it over the middle. It's caught at the 20-yard line. Nakua, first down. Los Angeles, 16-yard reception as we check in with Ben Lieber.
Yeah, let's go back to that big run play. It was an influence trap, and CD, you know how this works. They let Big Jordan Davis, the guy who made a big stop on the second play of the game, they left him unblocked. They just said, you run upfield, big guy. We're going to use the tight end that's going to come across and just ear hole you and just seal you off on the inside. So brilliant play call. Love the design to go downhill on this defense.
And the Rams are driving now inside the Philadelphia 20. Stafford, quick toss, Nakua, trying to make a play out in space, but Philadelphia, they rally to the football, bring them down to the 15. It's a gain of 4 on the quick hitter. We are going to hit the 9-minute mark of this first quarter. Blankenship with a tackle. The velocity that Stafford puts on these passes. Our score here at Lincoln Financial Field, 6-0, the Eagles leading the Rams. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax.
And that big arm of Matthew Stafford is why you don't worry about going down the road in weather. He can cut through anything.
Shotgun. A dart from Stafford. It's knocked away. He was trying to feed it left to Nakua. Quinyon Mitchell, the talented rookie from Toledo, could win NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year or could be Verse from Los Angeles. Take your pick. They've both been outstanding.
They've been terrific, and they tried Mitchell 2 plays in a row. They threw a little pass out there to Nakua, one-on-one, and then they come right back at the rookie out of Toledo, and he goes right over the shoulder of Nakua without interfering and knocks it away.
And now they're staring at a 3rd and 6. They flood it to the right with 4 receivers. Motion man is Higby now to the near side. Shotgun Stafford. Stafford steps up. He's got room to run. 15 to the 10. Stafford is dropped just inside the 10. Very close to first down yardage. It's going to be short. Minimally, Mitchell helped save the first down, and now Los Angeles facing a 4th down.
Something about seeing Philadelphia for Matthew Stafford. Ran for 41 yards all season. One of them a big run against these Eagles in Los Angeles in week 12. Takes off and runs here now. You know it's the playoffs. Yeah. Every play counts. Quarterback's going to take advantage.
And CD, I want to reiterate, that was regular speed for Stafford,
yes.
Although it felt like slow motion. 10th play of the drive coming. They need half a yard. They get it on a handoff. Williams drives it inside for a 1st down to the 6. Good block from Havenstein up front. Keep this drive alive. 1st and goal now, just shy of the 5.
The left guard, Steve Avila, the center, Bo Limmer, combining with Rob Havenstein, as you described, create enough space for Kyren Williams to just get upfield, pick up the necessary yardage, and make it 1st and goal.
7:35 to play in this opening quarter. Eagles lead it 6-0. This is the first possession for L.A. They've got a 1st and goal at the 6. Trips to the right. Motion man to the near side, Nakua. Handoff, Williams. Makes a step towards his left, and he's dropped inside the 5. 3 tacklers waiting for him, including Josh Sweat. It's a gain of 1.5 yards.
Not a big game, but I love the vision of Kyren Williams. All he asked from his offensive lineman, can you give me a stalemate up front? Just go man on man, and I will find the crease and get upfield. They were held up in the front there, and he slid to the outside to pick up the 1.5 yards.
And Charles, we're going to go with an extra offensive lineman now with Jonah Jackson facing a 2nd and goal. Ball is just shy of the 4-yard line.
Jackson, a former Pro Bowler when he was with Detroit, began the year as their starting center.
Rams are knocking on the door. Fake the handoff. Stafford throws, puts a mustard on it. Incomplete. Slay with the coverage on the veteran, DeMarcus Robinson.
You can tell the veterans out there, they have the tunnel vision. Because oftentimes a young corner will be peeking to see what the play action is behind the line of scrimmage. Slay realized he was man for man with DeMarcus Robinson. That's his only assignment. Kept his concentration there and was on the spot to knock it away.
So Slay gets a piece of it. Rams are now facing a 3rd and goal. The ball is spotted just shy of the 4. Shotgun for Stafford. Motion man is Higby to the near side. Snap. Stafford deep in the pocket, looking, throws, end zone, caught, touchdown, Higby! with two Eagles surrounding him. He secures it. And the Rams are an extra point away from taking the lead. Zach Bond, C.J. Gardner-Johnson had the coverage, and he splits it.
Remember, Tyler Higbee had an ACL injury late last season. Took most of this season to get back playing, and now he's rounding into form. Runs what we call a pivot route. Looks back towards the line of scrimmage and then cuts inside, so he gives the quarterback a really nice target, makes the catch, and falls over the goal line.
Heck of a throw from Stafford, and Higbee goes down to get it. And even though his knee was short of the goal line, he had placed the ball over for the score. Extra point, it is the rookie kicker, Carty, who splits the uprights, and Los Angeles takes a 7-6 lead with 6:32 to go in this first quarter. Early fireworks here in Philly. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Ethan Evans, the punter, kicking it off end over end. This is returnable for Gainwell on the far left side. Gainwell makes his move to the 20, 25. Dances his way to the 33-yard line, and that's where Philadelphia will open up after the 29-yard return. Spates makes the play on special teams, and we check in with Ben.
Yeah, as the Eagles offense takes the field for the second time, I like the message that was sent on that opening scoring drive when they started the game. Look, their very first play was a boot play. They watched the throw from last week. They saw this big Rams defensive front collapse the pocket. They said, nah, you're not going to do that on the very first play. We're going to get our quarterback outside. And then let's go back to week 12. When Saquon goes for 255, they use him as a decoy. They fake the run to him, and then it was Jalen Hurts on that 44-yard run that just followed the blockers.
And a shotgun snap to Hurts. It's a give to Barkley. Works that left side and spilled out of the 25-yard line as Spates comes sliding in to make that tackle. That first meeting, Ben, that you mentioned was a Philadelphia win, 37-20. The Barkley numbers through the roof, also had two touchdowns. But a different Rams team right now.
Absolutely. And it was after that game that they came together and realized they had to make some changes defensively. And I think they were a little overeager that day. Get out of their gaps, miss some tackles. They played much more solidly in recent weeks.
That was a look in the mirror type of game. And they have responded. The throw by Hurts. It bounces off the intended receiver. Incomplete. A.J. Brown would have been a first down on the throw over the middle.
He sensed the defender coming, because when he went across the middle to go catch it, he felt the defender coming towards him, tried to catch the ball and move his body so that the hit wouldn't be quite as hard, unable to haul it in and complete the process of the catch.
So now a third and six for Philly. Six defensive backs now for the Rams. Dime package that Hurts and the Eagles facing right now with 5:44 to go in the first. Barkley releases from the backfield. Hurts looks that way to the right. Hurts in trouble, and Hurts has to eat it. Back at the 26. Roseboom, first man there. Jared Verse gets a piece as well. And Roseboom is limping noticeably as he makes his way back towards make that Brandon Fisk, who was limping after the play.
Brandon Fisk, the rookie out of Florida State, led all rookies in the NFL in sacks. This coverage allowed for this sack of Jalen Hurts. When you look downfield, a white jersey was plastered to a green jersey all the way downfield, even taking out Saquon Barkley as an outlet. Jalen Hurts had to eat that one.
So it's Fisk who got the pressure in, and now the punt from Philadelphia, Braden Mann. Smith, the return man, he handles it. The 16 breaks a tackle to the 20, to the 25, across the 30-yard line, and he's dumped down at the 34. That's a 57-yard kick and an 18-yard return. The Rams get the football back. They've got the lead, 7-6 with 4:51 to go in the first. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Injury update here. Quinyon Mitchell, the rookie corner for Philadelphia. They are evaluating him, shoulder issue. So right now it's Isaiah Rogers, the former Colt, that steps in his stead. Rams have it, first and 10 from the 34, moving from right to left, 7-6 lead. Stafford clean pocket, wide open, catch made over the middle by Higbee, tries to break a tackle, but he's brought down by Dejean. 8-yard pickup.
How about the design of that play there by Sean McVay, the head coach and play caller? They showed like they were going to go after Isaiah Rodgers, in for Quinion Mitchell, but everybody sprint downfield and then drag from right to left underneath the tight end for a nice completion.
We were just getting a little bit of precipitation, but it has slowed down already, so a minute or two, and that was it. Second down and two after the 8-yard pickup. Press the line. Stafford rush coming. Outlet to the near side. Catch is made. Thrown down. Williams. Oren Burks, who has stepped in for N'Kobe Dean with an open field tackle. And it's going to be third down and short. It might be a loss of one, in fact, on the play.
And what we saw in that play from Oren Burks is coming from his linebacker position with speed, which was why he was drafted in the third round by Green Bay when he came out of Vanderbilt, able to come underneath all the traffic and run down the receiver.
Burks has played with Green Bay and San Francisco, now in his seventh year. They're going to go empty here on a third and three. 3.5 to go in the first. Shotgun formation for Stafford. Snap. They handle the rush initially. Stafford tries to step up, and he is dumped! The defender, Jalen Carter, was about to lift him and throw him to the turf, realized that he was going to get the whistle and stop.
I love what you just said there. Exactly what I was thinking. Jalen Carter understood. I could go ahead and suplex him right there and do my best wrestling move, but it would cost me 15 yards, and they would keep the ball. I've got him wrapped up. Just hold him in the air and let the whistle blow, and now they'll have to punt the ball away. Jalen Carter, he gets double-teamed almost every snap, but still found his way back to the quarterback.
So Nolan Smith came over to help. Both lifted Stafford in the air. Whistle blew. It's a sack. The punt from Ethan Evans. Clean one to the far side. Dejean gets over there. Fields it right around the 27-yard line. 49-yard kick. Eagles get the ball back. 2:41 to play in this opening quarter. It's 7-6. L.A., you're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Philadelphia gets the football back with a first and 10 at its own 17-yard line, moving from left to right. Scored on the opening drive and then went three and out on the second drive. Shotgun formation. They're in the pistol. Fake the handoff. Hurts steps up. Hurts going to dial up a long ball down the middle of the field. Upstairs and dropped. Devontae Smith with a flag on the play. He took a pop. Darius Williams and Akello Witherspoon were back there. The flag down at the 39.
The flag will
moving on the field.
Be.
Incomplete pass. Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Defense number 4. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
And it would have to be that he hit him up high, up in the neck and shoulder area. It appeared that Akello Witherspoon tried to bring shoulder, and he did. But he hit him right in the face mask, which drew the flag, the correct call. He did everything correctly, trying to hit the right strike zone, hit him with a shoulder and not his helmet, but he hit him in the face mask. That's going to draw a flag every time.
And he also hit his teammate as well. They were walking down the field as if it was pass interference, and the ball was going to be spotted at where the foul took place. That is not the case. They're going to place the football at the 32-yard line. It's a 15-yard penalty.
15-yard penalty on the play. But remember, Witherspoon last week against Minnesota on a blitz caused a fumble in the backfield. Jared Verse picked it up. So he's an aggressive player. But on that one, aggressive through the helmet, which goes against the NFL rules.
Witherspoon goes to the sideline. Kobe Durant steps in to replace him. Motion man is Smith to the far side. First down from the 32. Hurts. Picked the handoff, running to his right. He slides down, recognizing that he didn't have any room. There was a late pop at the end of the play, but they're not going to throw the flag. A lot of conversation regarding yesterday and Patrick Mahomes and the Houston Texans. Brandon Fisk is still limping. And Fisk is heading back from the sideline, back to the field. This is going to be a challenge for Fisk.
But I think they did the right I thought it was the right call not throwing the flag there. It was a late slide by the quarterback. And you mentioned what happened yesterday with Kansas City. I think everyone saw it, and he's going to try and officiate accordingly.
Motion man is tucked into the far side. Second and 10. Hurts under a rush. Perfectly placed on the near sideline and hauled in at the 38-yard line by Goddard. Good for 6 yards. Hurts could not have been more accurate on that throw.
He was so accurate that Dallas Goddard had designs of catching the football and turning upfield. He was close to the sideline. Imagine yourself tiptoeing on the sideline and getting your body turned to go upfield. If he had one more step in bounds, he would have been able to do so.
And now the snow is starting to fall again with the wind taking it from left to right. A minute 16 to play in the first. Third down and 4. It's a handoff. Open lane. Barkley explodes. Barkley down the right sideline. Will anybody catch him? No. Touchdown. Saquon Barkley. Electrified. 62 yards to the house. Eagles regain the lead. Saquon Barkley breaks through the line, and then it becomes a foot race, and no one's going to get him.
And one person had a chance. It was Cam Kitchens, the rookie out of Miami, from his safety position. When Barkley broke into the secondary, it was a one-on-one opportunity, and Kitchens couldn't get him down. And then Barkley slowed down and got in front of Jared Verse, and 71 yards later, into the end zone.
Extra point is good from Jake Elliott, and the Philadelphia Eagles have taken the lead with 1:07 to play in this opening quarter. It's 13-7, Philly. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Jake Elliott kicks it off from left to right. It is in the end zone, and Whittington will take a knee 3 yards deep. It's coming out to the 30-yard line. Obviously, that's going to make headlines when you're Jared Verse. Jared did take a lap around the field prior to the game. Just to exchange pleasantries, get it out.
Let's do it. Let's get it done here. But you remember, he said he was triggered by the fans, the colors of the jerseys. It sounded so much like, hey, let's just get some bravado going. We're coming to your town to do business. And early in this game, Saquon Barkley and the Eagles got him.
Saquon Barkley, the ninth player all time to crack 2,000 yards in the regular season, finished with 2,005. Two tight ends in this formation. Williams, the single setback. Nakua, the motion man from left to right. Handoff, Williams makes a cut on the inside. And then he is surrounded at the 33-yard line. It's a gain of 3 for Kyren Williams. We're under a minute to go in the first.
Remember how we started this game talking about the Eagles needing to get A.J. Brown involved early and get him going? I feel the same way with the Rams with Cooper Kupp. One of their leading receivers has battled through an ankle injury this year. In the Minnesota game, one catch, 29 yards. Those are not normal numbers for Cooper Kupp. He and Puka Nacua should be sharing the spotlight catching the football.
Kupp has 7 career playoff touchdowns in 8 games. But as you mentioned, Charles, he's been quiet. Second down and 7. Stafford sells the fake. Throws a deep shot downfield. Stepping in. It's a battle for it. And it's claimed by Robinson. Isaiah Rogers got his hands on it. They were jostling back and forth, and it's a 48-yard reception.
And no surprise at all, they took a shot at Isaiah Rogers in for the Pro Bowl alternate rookie Quinyon Mitchell. And on this one, Rogers, as you noted, had his hands on the football, but Robinson won the battle and snatched it from him for a huge gain.
And that's going to be the final play of this opening quarter. The ball spotted at the 19. That was clearly a 50-50 ball that Robinson secured. End of 1 in Philadelphia. The winner moves on to the NFC Championship. The Eagles 13, the Rams 7. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. They talked about the snow-rain mix. First play of the second quarter. Stafford fakes the handoff, steps up, avoids the rush. Sidearm toss is incomplete. He tried to throw it over the middle to Higbee with a penalty marker down at the 28-yard line where they were blocking for Stafford. Sean Smith.
Odin, offense number 79. 10-yard penalty. First down.
They get it on Havenstein. That might have been a take-your-pick. Trying to buy Stafford extra time.
think is going to go against Nolan Smith, number three, who was providing the pass rush, and he's gotten better and better as the season has gone on against the most experienced lineman, Havenstein, for the Los Angeles Rams.
So they're going to back it up to the 29, and the pace of the snow has picked up. It's dumping now on the field here at Lincoln Financial. Handoff, Kyren Williams redirects to the left side. Williams, hard cut to the 20-yard line. Tackle made after the 9-yard gain. Smith missed him initially, and that's when Williams wiggled his way for extra yards.
As I watch him run, the word sift just keeps coming to mind. He sifts to his left. He sifts again to his left. He slides through some contact. And one more cut, again to the outer portion of the field, to the left side for a significant gain.
The ball is spotted just inside the 21. This is a second and 11. Williams in the backfield. Stafford surrounded by two players, one to his left. Shotgun snap. Stafford looks, throws to the left side. Hauled in by Kupp. Kupp trying to get to the line to gain, but he was out of bounds before he got the lean in. He's going to come up a couple of yards short. It's going to be third down as Reed Blankenship got over there defensively. Give him a gain of 9.
And that play call by Sean McVay told me he's conscious that he needs to get the ball to Cooper Kupp, because they brought him back into the backfield as if he were a running back. And he ran his route out of the backfield, so it changed the coverage of the Eagles downfield, and he was wide open in the left flat.
They're going to go jumbo formation here with three tight ends. Williams in the backfield, third down and 2. Just underway in the second quarter, 13-7, Eagles in front of the Rams. Los Angeles driving. Handoff, Williams. He gets drilled down low at the line of scrimmage. Gardner Johnson came firing through like a salvo.
His career really picked up on his first time here in Philadelphia when he moved from strong safety to much more of a free safety. But that doesn't mean he can't still play near the line of the scrimmage down in the box area. And he sees it open, charges, and makes a really nice tackle in the backfield.
Rams are looking at a 30-yard field goal attempt with Joshua Carty, the rookie out of Stanford. Ward to snap it. Evans, the holder, trying to cut into this Philadelphia lead. Snap, placement, kick on the way, the 30-yarder, he drills it. Snow is beginning to accumulate here in Philly. The kickoff by Evans, left to right. It is returnable. It is Gainwell, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Takes it out middle of the field, squeezes through a hole, out across the 30-yard line, keeps the legs churning, across the 35, and gang tackled at the 44. Fantastic effort by Gainwell. 45-yard return.
You see that type of effort from him every time he's on the field, especially in pass protection for his quarterback. He is a tough, hard runner and an excellent blocker.
The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's at Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. Two tight ends in this formation for Philadelphia. Now excellent field position at the 43.
And you noted that the snow is now starting to cover the field a little bit.
Yes.
Let's see if Kellen Moore is a play caller. Wants to test the footing a little bit of these defensive backs with a double move type of a play.
Pistol formation to open up from the 43. They're going to hand it off to Saquon Barkley. Barkley has nowhere to go on the left side, and then he makes a cut towards the right. Will pick up a yard. Did a whole lot of work, but he got hemmed in by Bobby Brown the third. It's second down and 9. Yeah, the assumption is always, oh, weather game, East Coast team has the benefit. But the reality is that both teams have to play in it, and it's slippery, it's slick, it's just uncomfortable.
And most teams have players who have come from all different climates. So it's not like it's unusual for every player on the Rams. Plus, the type of team that they have is built to play in this type of climate.
Snow is coming down harder now. Second down and 9 for Philadelphia. We're down to 11:50 to play in this first half. 3-point lead for the Eagles. Kurtz steps up. Kurtz will run to the 45. Slides down at the 50. So short of the line to gain. Needs to get to the 47-yard line in L.A. territory. But nearly 6 yards on the scramble.
The closest player to Jalen Hurts at the end of that play was Christian Roseboom, the linebacker, who's had a marvelous year. Troy Reader was their starting linebacker in that spot. Gets hurt early in the season. Roseboom fills in, formerly just a special teams guy. Has had a career year with 135 tackles in the regular season.
Third down and three now for Philly. Shotgun formation for Hurts. Two receivers to the right. Hurts looks, puts a pass over the middle, and it's caught by A.J. Brown for a first down. At the 45, he was working from left to the right for a five-yard pickup tackle made by Witherspoon.
And because he was working left to his right, the backside was his right, and he felt the pressure off of the edge and worked to a play, as you described, to the left side for a completion and a first down.
And this drive continues now for Philly. Hurts fakes on a pass. He's going to run it to the 40 and slide down. That is the one advantage that Philadelphia has over the Rams. If things go sideways, Stafford is not a threat to run the football in the snow. Hurts is.
And you notice that Jason Kelce may be retired as an all-pro center, but they kept his play in the playbook. Because that was Cam Jurgens snapping the ball, pulling and leading Jalen Hurts on a sweep around the end.
Four carries, 56 yards for Hurts. Second down and four inside the 40. Handoff, Barkley running to the right. He bursts through the hole, and he's tackled from behind. It's another first down, seven-yard rip. Dickerson and Jurgens playing to their strength with blocks up the middle. Our score here at Lincoln Financial Field, 13-10, Philadelphia in front. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. Eagles rush to the line. They have 135 yards rushing. We still have 9:45 to go first half. On a give, Barkley tried to go over the top. He got hit down low at the 30-yard line by Michael Hoyt. So the line of scrimmage is going to be the 30. Keir Thomas in on that stop as well. He was just brought up from the practice squad, so they are going deep on this defensive front for LA. Second down and eight. Shotgun for Hurts. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Hurts looking to the right. He's going to throw, unleashes it. Too high for A.J. Brown in a matchup with Darius Williams. Incomplete.
And it was there. You described it perfectly. Only reason that ball's not complete, Hurts looking to his right. Brown breaks to the right to the sideline. He has a step on Darius Williams, the corner for the Los Angeles Rams. The ball is on target. That's a gain for a first down for Philadelphia.
Change of pace now with Kenneth Gainwell checking in at the running back position. 9:04 to play in this first half. Line of scrimmage is the 30. Hurts with Gainwell to his right. Eagles early on, 3 of 4 on third down. This is a third and long, though. Hurts, three receivers to the left.
Gainwell, an excellent pass protector.
And that's what he's doing right now. He releases. Hurts steps up. Hurts is in trouble. He's thrown down at the 40, and it takes him out of field goal range potentially. Jared Verse, a 10-yard loss, and he's celebrating with his Rams teammates.
So Saquon Barkley got him to an extent on the 62-yard sprint for a touchdown. Jared Verse, undaunted, comes back. And Goat works inside the all-pro offensive tackle, Lane Johnson, and stays with it for a sack.
And it's where Gainwell had set up, and he vacated the area. So now the Eagles will punt it with Braden Mann. They did get into Jake Elliott territory, but that sack takes him out of it. Mann trying to place this one inside the 10. Xavier Smith gets out of the way. The ball bounces at the 7. It sits there and dies at the 7-yard line for Philadelphia. That's exactly what they were looking for. Pin the Rams deep in their own territory, and they do it thanks to the 32-yard punt. 8:14 to go. First half here in Philly. The Eagles 13 and the Rams 10. Divisional action out of the NFC. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. Ian Eagle, Charles Davis here in the broadcast booth. Ben Lieber on the sideline. NFC Divisional. The Rams and the Eagles. Philadelphia's got a 13-10 lead over Los Angeles. Keep in mind, this is a Rams team that started the season 1-4. So they're trying to become the third team to make the conference championship after starting with that record. 1976 Pittsburgh Steelers, 2002 Tennessee Titans. Handoff on first down and a good run by Williams going up the middle, giving them some breathing space across the 15-yard line. That's an 8-yard pickup.
You talked earlier about a team coming from the West Coast to this type of weather. And yes, both teams have to play in it. And I mentioned I think this Los Angeles team is built to play in it. Why? Three blocking tight ends who can hold the point of attack, the line of scrimmage, a good offensive line, and wide receivers that are strong, thick, and physical. Not to mention a good running attack with Kyren Williams. They can play in this type of adverse weather.
Second down and two now at the 15. Pitch it back to Stafford after the toss to Higbee. He's got big yards down the right side. He loses the ball. Squirts loose. Battle for it. He was ruled down at the 35. So it's going to be a first down, but the slippery conditions could make for some interesting plays here this afternoon. That's a 20-yard play off the flea flicker.
You've watched your share of NFL football. How often do you get a flea flicker that's designed to be a screen pass to a tight end? Typically on the flea flicker, hand it to the running back, back to the quarterback, they look deep. In this case, they were setting it up for a screen pass to the tight end, and they were successful.
So L.A. now has it first and 10 at the 35 in their own territory. 6:47 to go in this first half. Three-point lead for the Eagles. Fake the handoff. Stafford steps up. A rainbow up in the air. Now battle for it. Incomplete. Robinson matched up with Rodgers. Last time, it was Robinson who won the battle. Rodgers went for the football. This time, he went for the body.
And he won that one. And you know it's just burning in him because of what you described the first time. He had his hands on the football and let Robinson take it away from him. In this particular case, he comes back and wins the battle, goes right for the football, as you said, and knocks it away. Cooper Kupp was actually the pass protector right in front of Matthew Stafford on that play and did a nice job against Jalen Carter.
Second down and 10. 6:38 to play first half. It's a throw to the left side. It's hauled in along the numbers, just short of a 45. It's a 9-yard pickup as he works it to Nacua. Owen Burks, the linebacker, makes the tackle. Not quite enough for a first down, but very close.
This Rams receiving unit, Cooper Kupp listed at 207 pounds. Puka Nacua, 212 pounds. Then you throw in a 255-pound tight end and Tyler Higbee. Three big, strong, physical receivers will battle you for the football.
Kyren Williams in the backfield. They need a yard. They give it to him, and he's swallowed up back at the 41. It's a loss of two. Williams got hit by Josh Sweat. He came firing through to make the stop. Rams will punt.
Talk about a quick read and reaction. From the left side comes Josh Sweat as he's facing the line of scrimmage. Defeats the blocker initially and sprints into the backfield and inhales Kyren Williams.
Ethan Evans, second-year punter out of Wingate, will kick it away. Cooper DeJean standing at the 8. Clean kick, not much of a rush. It's a wobbler. It sails far side. Mishandled by DeJean at the 9, but he recovers and gets hit immediately on the play. 48-yard kick. They lost a yard on the return as Whittington made his way downfield to touch DeJean. 5:18 to go. First half. Eagles will have the football. When we come back, they've got a 13-10 lead over the Rams, and you're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. First down from the 9. It's a handoff to Barkley. He's met immediately by Verse. Good activity at the line of scrimmage, limiting Barkley to a 1-yard pickup.
Ben did many of those things himself when he was playing in the NFL and in college, and he just notified us to keep an eye out for Jared Verse. And on the very next play, Verse wasn't exotic, Ben, but he got to the runner very, very quickly.
Second down and 9. Philadelphia breaks the huddle. We are under 5 minutes to play in this first half. The Eagles up by 3. Barkley single setback just to the right of Hurts. Motion man is Goddard from left to right and a flag down. We have not had a whole lot of flags in this first half. So we'll hear from Sean.
False start. Offense number 68. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
It is Mailata and the first Eagles penalty of the day. Our score here at Lincoln Financial Field, Philadelphia 13, Los Angeles 10. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. So back it up to the 5-yard line for Philly.
This is an important defensive series for the Rams. They've played them pretty much toe-to-toe. Only a 3-point game so far. You cannot let Philadelphia have one of those big drives and get points right before the end of the half. Can they keep them backed up?
On a give to the left side, there is nothing there for Barkley. He's dumped by Kobe Turner. This is a very young Los Angeles Rams defense. And Barkley was looking to come out of the game. He was told, nope, we need you on third down and 14, so he's going to stay in there.
Have to tough this one out. It's also a proud bunch of young players for Los Angeles Rams. We keep referring back to that Week 12 game when Barkley broke off 255 yards on the ground. You think those Rams players didn't watch that tape, didn't talk about that all week? They want to make sure they equip themselves nicely. Barkley's had one big sprint so far. They want to limit it.
Play clock is down to three, down to two. Hurts takes the snap. Shotgun, third and 14. Floats one out of the end zone. Caught by Barkley. Turns it upfield. Right side. 15, 20. First down. Saquon Barkley's got another gear. He fakes out Roseboom. And that'll move the chains and eat up more clock.
And remember, as you described, they told him to stay in the game when he was looking to come out. They knew he had one more play in him, and he swings out of the backfield from left to right. He has Dallas Goedert, number 88, out in front to help him block, but really, Barkley made the play on his own with a big move in the open field.
Line of scrimmage is now the 21 of Philadelphia. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. Shotgun, Hurts, pump fake, Hurts looking. He's got an outlet to the left. It's caught by Gainwell. Makes a man miss to the 20, 25, and then out of bounds at the 30. Excellent effort by Kenneth Gainwell now in his fourth year. It was Quentin Lake who whiffed on the tackle. It is enough for a first down.
We saw Gainwell's power on the kick return. Now we saw a move in the open field, as you described. He catches the ball out in the left flat, makes a nice move to make Lake go by him, and then gets upfield for additional yardage.
Gainwell's got good speed. He's going to remain in there with 2:28 and counting left in this second quarter. No rush right now for Philly. Play clock is at 10. Settling in with two receivers left, two to the right. Snap, give, Gainwell to the right. He's got room. Take a big move to the 35. Cut upfield to the 40, and he's dropped just short of the first down. 9-yard pickup. And, boy, that is a favorable spot.
Well, it's a big-time spot there. I thought he was about half a yard short, and they motioned him forward for a first down.
They're going to place the ball at the 41-yard line, and that is going to be enough for a first down. We've reached the two-minute warning. First down. It's a throw to the near side. Caught by Devontae Smith. He tries to cut it inside just around the numbers, and he's limited to a gain of only a yard, yard and a half. Quentin Lake sniffed it out for L.A. We're down to a minute 45 to go.
That play sure looked like his dad, Carnell Lake, didn't it? Physical, knocked off of the blocker, and gathered up the receiver.
Second down and 8. Barkley is in there. Stepping up, Hurts. He's going to tuck and run to the 45. Cuts to the right, to the 50-yard line, and out of bounds. He veers out. There was a tackle made late along the sideline. Eagles fans are screaming for a flag. Hurts pops off the turf and starts walking back towards the huddle.
I think they feel like there was a horse collar on the sideline. That's why we're having this type of reaction. Let's see what happens with the tackle as he gets to the sideline. As he gets right there, Byron Young. He grabs it, and the right hand is up in the horse collar area. That's where they're scared. There it is right there, and I don't think he got him. I think it was below it, and it looked like it, but it really was not. So as that play played out, it appeared to be a horse collar. I don't believe that it was.
How about Byron Young released and ended up getting him lower? Either way, it's a first down now at the 46. Handoff, Barkley takes it to the right side, and Barkley bruises his way inside the 40. Another hard run from Barkley for 9 yards. They were checking that left hand during the timeout. It appeared he got a wrap on the left hand after taking a shot earlier. He's currently flexing it.
This is the type of game right now movies would love, wouldn't they? The way the snow is coming down and swirling harder. And yeah. Eagles with a big dash towards the end zone.
Big throw to the right side. It's caught, juggled, and ruled out of bounds. Incomplete. A.J. Brown, if he secured it, his momentum would have carried him to the pylon. He had Curl and Durant back there. The ball bounced off his hands, and he didn't have it when he hit the pylon.
You described it perfectly. If he envelops it and the ball doesn't move, he's inbounds, he has a play at the pylon. But as the ball juggled in his arms and he's trying to secure it, unable to come down with it inbounds, a big shot at the end zone goes awry.
So now it's third down and one, and a timeout called by Philadelphia. They had all three timeouts remaining. They were sending Gainwell out there, and now they'll talk it over with 57 seconds to go in this first half. It is third and one for Philadelphia along the right hash. Ball is at the 37-yard line. They need a yard to keep the drive alive. It's a handoff. Run. Barkley carries, tackles with him. Inside run is enough for the first down. He's brought down inside the 35 after the gain of three. The clock continues to tick. 45 seconds left in this first half. They have 171 rushing yards. 11 carries, 94 yards for Barkley, and a touchdown. Shotgun. Hurts looking to throw on first down. Soft toss over the middle. Called in by Barkley and spun down after a 2-yard gain at the 32 by Quentin Lake. 30 seconds left, and a timeout is called by Philadelphia. This crowd is energized. The snow continues to fall. The accumulation is building. Players have been handling the conditions on the field. Philadelphia running its offense. They've thrown deep balls. They've thrown dump-off passes to Barkley. Hurts has handled it himself. It's still working right now for Philly.
And I think we ought to give a little special kudo to the grounds crew, because whoever's put this field together, this type of weather, this deep into the season, this field has held up quite well, even as it becomes more coated with snow on top of it.
They're looking at a second and eight. Temperature is 31 degrees here in Philly, so it's not a ridiculously cold day by any stretch. Shotgun with 30 seconds to go in this first half. Philadelphia up by three, looking for more. Second down and eight. Hurts. He loses the ball. And the Eagles go back to get it. Gainwell pounces on top of it, but it's a huge loss for the Eagles. This happened one time before where they were in field goal range. Hurts got hit by Omar Spates. It's a loss of 13 all the way back to the 45.
And before the snap, Spates tipped that he was coming on the blitz, but no one picked him up. He ended up shooting the gap between the guard and the tackle, and got to the quarterback and forced the fumble.
Philadelphia has used its final timeout. There were Rams players that were ready to run through the tunnel, but the Eagles preserved 3 seconds on the clock. A reminder that you can once again listen to every Westwood One NFL broadcast this season for free via the NFL app from now until Super Bowl 59 in February. The NFL is on Westwood One, and it's on the official NFL app, too. Download for free today. That's the second sack absorbed by Hurts at a time and place where they had chance at points.
They were in field goal range, maybe a little bit the outer limit of Elliott this year, but they were right there. And as you noted, the second time, they end up losing yardage to take them out of field goal range. The third sack overall for L.A., who had 9 sacks on Monday night against Minnesota.
So the line of scrimmage is now the 47-yard line on L.A.'s side of the field. They send 2 defensive backs deep. And now the Rams will take a timeout after they got a look at what Philadelphia was thinking of doing on this final play from scrimmage at the end of the first half. So what's the thought process if you're Philadelphia right now, Jalen Hurts, given the conditions, and what's at stake?
I want to try and throw one up towards the end zone and hope I get something cheap. Worst case scenario, you get a flag in your favor and an untimed down to try and go for it at the end of the first half. A lot of teams in this situation, they start to throw short. They run a bunch of blockers in front of them. I would want to take my chances throwing it at the end zone and hoping something bounces around and comes down in my favor.
Eagles will break the huddle. 3 seconds on the clock. They send 2 receivers off to the right, 1 to the left. Shotgun for Hurts. Motion man is Goddard out to the right. Long count here for Hurts. 3 seconds to play. They snap it. Handle the rush. Step up. Hurts in trouble. Hurts is sacked. Back of the 44 by Jared Verse, and that's how the first half will end. Nothing there for Philadelphia.
Pass rush pressure, too intense for them to get the long pass off. They were trying to get one to the end zone, couldn't get it off.
End of the first half, the Eagles lead the Rams 13-10. Philadelphia kicking it off with Jake Elliott. End-over-end kick. He drives it to the end zone, and it rolls, and Whittington will touch it out to the 30-yard line, CD.
Like Ben was talking about the pass rush and what's going on, you can see that the Rams' pass rush is reflected in the numbers of Jalen Hurts. He's 9 of 12 throwing the football, which sounds great, but only for 66 yards. They've got to have bigger plays downfield. A.J. Brown had a chance at one, double-clutched it, couldn't possess it. They've got to find a way to hold up that pass rush just long enough and take some more shots downfield to loosen up that Rams secondary.
Stafford and the Rams, first and 10 at the 30. The winner goes to the NFC Championship to host Washington. Stafford looking long on the first play from scrimmage. Left side throw is incomplete. Cooper Cup in a matchup with Isaiah Rogers. Quinion Mitchell left with a shoulder injury. We have not seen him since the hit on Stafford in the first quarter.
And it won't be the last time we see the ball go in the area of Isaiah Rogers as well. I think that Sean McVay is going to continue to test him. Quinion Mitchell is a Pro Bowl alternate as a rookie. A terrific cover guy. You're going to want to make Rogers prove that he can cover like Quinion Mitchell, and I think they'll come back to him time and again.
Second down and 10 now from the 30-yard line. Single setback is Williams. 6 seconds gone by here in the third. On a handoff, Williams works that right side. He stood up and dropped. Cooper DeJean helping out in run support and limiting Williams to a 2-yard pickup.
What an addition he has been as a rookie out of Iowa. Ended up going in the second round of the draft. I had him noted as a first rounder all day long. The ability to play corner, he can play safety, and he's settled in as a nickel defender here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hurt a lot in training camp, but once he got healthy, they knew they needed him on the field, and he has been a revelation for them this year.
Third down and 8 now for the Rams. First possession of the second half. Stafford was in the gun, now steps forward and backs up. Motion man Parkinson, the tight end to the left. 5 receiver set. Stafford looks. He throws. Sliding attempt. Catch is made along the left side, but well short of a first down. It's Parkinson, the former Seattle Seahawk, and it's fourth down. They pick up 4 yards.
Any chance they had at a first down went by the wayside when Parkinson went to the ground with the football. They knocked him down with the ball, gave no chance to turn upfield and be physical and try and run over a person or two to pick up the first down.
So it's going to be Ethan Evans punting it, standing at his own 23-yard line. Cooper DeJean is waiting at the 20 for Philadelphia. Evans punting from left to right. Alex Ward is the snapper, second year from Central Florida. Evans waits. Snap is high, handled by Evans. Light rush, sailing kick, angling towards the right. DeJean fields at the 11, tries to work that right sideline, and he's forced out of bounds at the 15-yard line. 51-yard kick, a 5-yard return. Whittington getting over there on special teams. Philadelphia first and 10 at its own 15-yard line. They've got a 13-10 lead on the Rams. The Commanders upset the Lions last night to advance to the NFC Championship. They will be on the road in either Philly or Los Angeles, depending on this result. Shotgun, snap, throw to the right, caught by Smith, and he works that sideline, angled out of bounds by Quentin Lake. It's a gain of 7.
And whoever wins this game gets to host that NFC Championship game. But as you noted, with Washington's upset over Detroit, they will see on tape it was a very convincing upset.
Very much so.
I mean, Washington really dominated much of that ball game, so it's going to be fun to see who gets them. And boy, whoever it does has their work cut out for them.
Second down and 3, pistol formation. One receiver off to the left, one to the right. Gets a handoff. Barkley, stutter step move to the right, and he's tossed down by Bobby Brown. That's his prerogative. It's a loss of 1.
I was just going to say that's what they call him. Bobby Brown.
So, Philadelphia now facing a third down and 3 from the 22-yard line. The Rams went 3 and out on the first possession of the third quarter. Philadelphia trying to avoid that. Looking to convert on a 3rd and short.
Just remember, whatever they do in looking downfield, the outlet is always Saquon Barkley.
2 receivers to either side. Snap. Hurts throws. It's offline. It felt like a knuckleball coming off his fingertips, looking for A.J. Brown in single coverage with Akello Witherspoon. And that was a quiet opening drive of the second half for Philly.
Witherspoon had excellent coverage, and Brown was coming from the left inside, all the way out at the left. He comes inside towards the middle. If that ball is on his body, he has a chance to make a play because Brown can body off the defender. But it's nowhere close to him to even have a chance to snag that one.
Braden Mann will kick it. Rick Lovato, the snapper. Xavier Smith waiting for it. No rush. This is a high kick, spiraling middle of the field, handled at the 23, and then wrestled down. Smith could not break away from Sidney Brown on special teams. 55-yard punt, 3-yard return. We've got 11:59 to go in this third quarter. The Eagles up 13-10 over Los Angeles. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. It's a handoff. Kyron Williams redirects to the right side, and Williams, good open field tackle made at the 31-yard line by Reed Blankenship. So that was just a 5-yard gain. Could have been a 20-yard gain the way that Williams was running. That play was initially supposed to go left.
And Ben, I would suggest that he maybe reads a little Lisa Scottolini, one of the great local authors here in Philadelphia. But what Ian was talking about, Kyron Williams almost has that ability like he's a scanner, doesn't he? Sees everything across the field. Even though he may have started to his left, his scan took him back to the right to find open space.
Second down and 5. Quick snap. Stafford play action. Stafford step and throw. It's a deep ball to the right side. Incomplete. Nakua with Darius Slay. He did have a bit of separation. Stafford could not hit him.
I felt like this is the first time I feel like the field may have gotten the receiver. Because as Nakua makes that last move, it almost felt like he spun out just a little bit on the step as he wanted to accelerate and take off and go get the football. Ended up taking an extra step instead of just being able to come out of it and race and get it.
Nakua from Orem, Utah, played at BYU. What a 2-year NFL career he's put together already, one of the best in the game. Shotgun on 3rd and 4. Stafford, rush coming. Stafford uncorks it to the far side. Jump ball opportunity. Hauled in by Cooper Kupp. First down in Philadelphia territory at the 36. Isaiah Rogers and Gardner Johnson back there deep for Philly.
Just keep an eye. Listen, for the rest of this ball game, when you're talking about some of the big shots downfield, I'm going to tell you that most of them are going to be aimed at number 34, Isaiah Rogers, until he proves conclusively that he can cover these guys and make plays. Cooper Kupp goes up on the left side of the field, puts his body in front of Rogers, and comes down with the football.
They ruled he was touched at the 38, so it's a 30-yard reception for the Rams in business. Handoff to the left side. Williams breaks away. Williams to the 20, to the 15, and he's caught inside the 10 by Zach Bond. Williams just gaining steam as he goes. That's a 30-yard run for Kyron Williams. First and goal.
And this is what an example of what all the players and coaches talk about when they say contact balance. Because there was a big tackle by Reed Blankenship in the middle of the field as Kyron Williams broke free. And he bounces off of it, keeps his feet, and goes forward for additional yardage.
12 carries, 84 yards for Williams. It's a first and goal inside the Philadelphia 8. Stafford, the ball is free. He tried to hand it off to Williams, and they have to go back to recover it. Sliding down at the 17-yard line. It's a loss of at least 7. We'll see where they spot the football officially. They're going to mark him down to the 15.
There's another misdirection look by the Los Angeles Rams. DeMarcus Cousins was going from right to left. Puka Nacua going from left to right. And the ball just slid through the arms on the attempted handoff to Kyron Williams. He was fortunate to dive on it and get it back.
Williams will shift to the right of Stafford. We're going to hit the 9-minute mark of this third quarter. Motion man is Higby. Second and goal from the 15. Fake the handoff. Stafford jumps it off to the near side. Caught by Higby, and he's tackled right around the 13. That's a 2-yard pickup. Higby was trying to fake out Gardner Johnson. Gardner Johnson went low, and Higby went over him but lost his footing in the process.
Missed handoff on first down changed the whole sequencing of play calling for Sean McVay and gave the advantage to Philadelphia. They'll add additional defensive backs on the field on this snap.
It is 6 defensive backs now for Philly as Keely Ringo comes in to form the dime package. Shotgun on 3rd and goal for L.A. Line of scrimmage is the 13. Stafford gets the snap, looks to his left, has some room initially, stops. Stafford trying to run, and he's spun down at the 17-yard line. They finally get to the quarterback. It's a loss of four on the play as Matthew Stafford was not able to break away.
I go back to something you talked about earlier in this game about Matthew Stafford versus Jalen Hurts and their ability to run the football. On this play, Matthew Stafford had a lane to the left side of the field with a wide, with a blocker in his path, and he's not able to take advantage of because he's not a runner.
Jalen Hunt got the sack. Now a 34-yard field goal attempt for Cardi. Looking to tie the game along the right hash. Snap, placement. Cardi's kick is good. We are knotted up at 13 apiece, 7:37 to go in the third quarter. Evans, end-over-end kick. It sails to the end zone, and Kenneth Gainwell will take a knee. It's coming out to the 30-yard line. 7:37 to go, third quarter, tied at 13. Eagles moving from right to left here in the third. Pistol formation, Hurts with Barkley behind him. Receivers to either side, handoff, Barkley works the right side. He's spun down at the line of scrimmage. Tyler Davis, another young defensive tackle, makes the play along with Hoyt. Hoyt's the veteran in his fifth year. Davis is the rookie out of Clemson.
And Philadelphia's getting right back on the ball. They're trying to find a tempo and find a pace that can get their offense activated again.
Second down and nine for Philly. Got a half a yard. Barkley remains in the backfield to the left of Hurts. Fake the handoff. Hurts looking to throw. Going through his progressions. Hurts now circling to the near side. 25, 30. Hurts angles out just short of the 35. So he recognized that he didn't like what he saw downfield. Tuck and run. Give yourself another chance on third down.
Thought he was going to be able to hit Devontae Smith to the top of the field, to the right side, as you're listening to this ball game. And he felt like he was covered too well, didn't want to risk the throw, pulled it down and ran with it.
So this is now a third and five for Philadelphia. They ran roughshod over the Rams in the first half on the ground. Barkley sets up to the left of Hurts. We're down to 6:22 and counting, remaining in the third. Two receivers either side. Hurts fakes the handoff. Steps up. Hurts delivers. Caught at midfield. It's Goddard turning upfield to the 40. 35. And he's tagged there. Working the left sideline. Dallas Goddard is quite a weapon. 31 yards on the catch and run. Outstanding two-way tight end. Good blocker. Excellent receiver.
And Quentin Lake had the assignment to cover him. And on the move across the middle, as Goddard faked right and came left, Quentin Lake fell down and Goddard was wide open.
Wind is swirling right now. Fake the handoff. Hurts throws against the grain. Catch made at the 30. It's Goddard. So a bootleg to the right pays off for a quick throw for 4 yards. And Goddard has become that guy for Jalen Hurts.
And I get the sense that Kellen Moore, the offensive play caller, is looking at his play sheet and thinking, what are my shot plays towards the end zone? 6 points is paramount here. They don't want to be in a field goal game with Los Angeles down the stretch. What does he have on that play sheet that he feels like he can dial up?
Second down and six. We're going to hit the five-minute mark of the third. Line of scrimmage is the 30. Handoff. Barkley through the hole. Barkley up the middle for a first down. Hits the ground at the 22. Good block from Dickerson. Pro bowler each of the last 3 years. 8-yard carry for Barkley.
You talked about Dickerson, the left guard. He wears 69. Mailata, the left tackle, massive. It's number 68. And they created nothing but a crease. And Barkley found it and hurdled through it.
Over 100 yards now on the ground for Saquon Barkley. 14 carries, 102. Take the handoff. Hurts, take the pass. Now he's going to throw. Long, left side, end zone, popped up in the air. Incomplete. A chance at an interception. Rams don't come down with it, but they do knock it away, intended for A.J. Brown, and Quentin Lake was tracking it like a center fielder.
I'm wondering how that was not intercepted, because on this play, I think Witherspoon just didn't find the football fast enough coming from the inside. He's got a chance to see it and make a play off of the tip, and he ends up too close to Quentin Lake's body as they make a play on A.J. Brown. But as you noted, knocked away. Philadelphia takes another shot.
Six targets today for Brown. One catch for 5 yards. Second and 10 of the 22. Take the handoff to Barkley. Little floater. It's caught by Goddard. Near side 20, 15, 10. Hurdles inside the 5. He gets pushed from behind for extra yards. They're going to mark him down at the 3. 19 yards on the tight end screen. And it's first and goal, Philly. Oh, penalty.
Non-penalty. Second down.
Got an ineligible man downfield on the tight end screen. An offensive lineman leaked downfield too early.
It's Becton. The former Jet, Mekhi Becton, nullifies the big play.
And after a slow start, after being moved to guard, he had a really nice season. But on this play, gets downfield too far before the ball is delivered on the tight end screen. Got to be within, you know, really one to 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. They'll give it to you. He's beyond that when the ball's delivered.
So back it up now to the 28-yard line, a second and 15 for Philadelphia. In the pocket, Hurts steps up. Hurts trying to run, and Hurts is hit from the side at the 29 by McCullough. It's a loss of one on the play. And Hurts banged up. He does bounce to his feet, but Hurts took a shot. It was McCullough, and his leg got caught underneath the defender.
Left knee got bent underneath him on the sack, and Ben Lieber told us earlier about the exotic blitzes that Chris Shula, the defense coordinator of Los Angeles, has been dialing up. That one was a safety blitz with McCullough coming after the quarterback.
That is the fifth sack of the day for the Los Angeles Rams. Eagles have two. Third and 16 now at the 29. Snow has picked up again. It's now swirling the other way. It's a handoff. Barkley, nothing there. He's dropped at the 26-yard line by Kobe Turner. And now the field goal unit will come on. Fourth down for Philly. This has been a tenuous situation for the Eagles. They were once very confident in Jake Elliott. Not as much this season.
19 for 19 in his career in the postseason and field goals. He's been very shaky on extra points lately. But that play felt like, I'm not sure my quarterback feels right. Let's try and get 3 points. And they ran the ball inside to set it up.
He missed a career-high 8 field goal attempts this season. This is a 44-yarder from the near hash. Kick on the way, and he's got it. Eagles take the lead with 2:19 remaining in the third. 16-13, Philadelphia in front. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One.
W269DJ Lafayette. WASK Lafayette.
If it ain't sports, it ain't worth talking about.
1017. The Hammer.
And they'll kick it off from right to left with Jake Elliott. Whittington and Schrader are deep. Line drive, sailing 6 yards deep. Schrader catches it, takes a knee out to the 30-yard line. Let's bring in third member of our crew down on the sideline, Ben Lieber.
Yeah, a lot of concern by the blue tent here. We got Jalen Hurts getting evaluated. Now, we're all suspecting it's a left knee injury that they're looking at, because when he took that sack, he immediately, even on the ground, grabbed his left knee. And I agree with Charles, the very next play, the run play, was just to get the offense off the field and get Hurts looked at. Now, I will get an official here soon, but we did see Kenny Pickett on the sideline, helmet on, getting some passes, warming up. So if Hurts can't go, it'll be Pickett.
All right, Ben, a throw over the middle from Stafford is dropped by Higby. He had some room to work, could not bring it in. Second down and 10 now for Los Angeles. Yeah, we've seen a few replays of the Hurts takedown, and his body was twisted in a certain way where that leg got caught underneath, and the knee, the left knee specifically, was in a very awkward area.
Kenny Pickett finished the season with a fractured rib as the backup quarterback.
2:14 to go in the third. Eagles up by 3. Handoff, Williams running to the right. Williams makes one man miss, and then he gets drilled at the 37-yard line. Nice gain, though, of 7 yards as Havenstein created space on that right side. Our score here at Lincoln Financial Field. the Eagles 16, the Rams 13. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. 13 carries, 91 yards for Kyren Williams, 144 and counting remaining in the third.
And the way the Rams run offense under Sean McVay, you think of them as high-flying, but the root of what they do is running the football with Kyren Williams.
Eagles crowd the line. Motion man is cut back to the near side. Shotgun on third down and two. Stafford loads it up. He throws to the far side. It's Nacua who could not complete the catch. Looked like he had it. He got hit along the sideline and lost the football. It's fourth down.
Well, on a prime opportunity, goes by the boards for the Los Angeles Rams. Kyren Williams in the backfield next to Matthew Stafford. His quarterback slides over and picks up a pass rusher to allow Matthew Stafford to throw a strike to Puka Nacua, who's just unable to catch the football. It's right on the 1-7, his number 17. He just is unable to grasp it, and it squirts off of his hands.
And another punt for Ethan Evans with Cooper DeJean standing at the 18-yard line. Snap. Not a huge rush. He gets that off cleanly. It's a high sailing kick over the head of DeJean, and then it dies inside the five. Rams get down the field, and they're going to touch it at the 4-yard line. Eagles will be deep in their own territory. Hurts is out of the tent. He's got the football, and he's trotting out for Philadelphia. 16-13. Eagles in front. 1:16 to go in the third. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. Jalen Hurts on the field. Let's get more from Ben Lieber.
Well, some good news here for Eagles fans. Hurts is back in the huddle. He does have a left knee brace underneath all of his gear, so you cannot visibly see it. It's underneath his socks and his pants. He's jumping around. He looks healthy. We'll see how it affects his throwing and his running.
Shotgun formation. It's a handoff for Barkley running up the middle. Line of scrimmage, the 4. He carries it for 4 yards to the 8-yard line. Tyler Davis in on that stop for Los Angeles, and we are now under a minute to go in the third.
See what Chris Shula wants to do as a defensive play caller for the Rams. If they can keep them in and set up better field position for their next drive, that'd be massive for his offense.
Chris Shula, the grandson of the all-time winningest coach in NFL history, Don Shula. Second down and 6 now for Philly, and the snow is coming down. Shotgun. Play clock down to 1. They get the snap off. Hurts out of his own end zone. Hurts in trouble, and Hurts is brought down for the safety. Jalen Hurts hesitated, and the Rams made him pay. Gallimore gets to Hurts. 2 points on the board for Los Angeles.
Right in the middle of the defensive front is Neville Gallimore, known much more as a run stopper, but had 1.5 sacks against the Vikings and ends up making a really nice move on his feet to spin away from the offensive lineman and get his way to the quarterback and tackle Jalen Hurts in the end zone with some help from Keir Thomas.
And there was a moment where that ball started to move as well on his right hip.
And now you get the free kick. And field position should be good for the Los Angeles Rams as they get the football.
This could be a game changer. Philadelphia is clinging to a 1-point lead. It's now 16-15 with 26 seconds on the clock. Elliott's going to kick it from the 20-yard line. Stay up to date with Westwood One Sports by following us on X and Instagram. In-game highlights, direct links to listen to live games, behind-the-scenes photos, and more. Follow Westwood One Sports on X and Instagram.
And there have been a couple of kicks today from Elliott that have not gotten to the end zone from the normal spot that you kick the ball from. Now he's back at the 20. This should set up a return for the Rams.
The receivers move forward to the 9 with Whittington and Schrader. So everything shifted 10 yards. And Elliott, you also have to pay attention to your footing on the approach. Elliott does get a line drive. This one will be caught at the 14-yard line by Whittington. Works middle of the field, now angles to the left. And he's hit right along the numbers at the 35-yard line by Trotter on special teams. So a 21-yard return. Rams are now down by 1 with possession. 19 seconds to go here in the third. little too close for comfort. You mentioned it the last time Philadelphia had the football, how paramount it was to put six on the board. They had to settle for three, and that was on the drive where Hurts did get banged up.
And as this game has progressed, the bigger issues on defense for Philadelphia have been run defense. Kyren Williams and the offensive line have started to carve out a little bit more space as this game has continued.
The field is covered in snow. It continues to fall. 18 seconds to go in the third. Handoff. Williams turns it upfield, and Williams is banged down at the 42-yard line on the near side by Blankenship. Another outstanding run. This one nearly 8 yards, and that will be the final play of the third. The Eagles lead the Rams 16-15. The winner advances to the NFC Championship game. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. Second down and two. It's a winter wonderland here in Philadelphia with the snow coming down. Eagles in front 16-15. Rams now moving from right to left. On second and short, the ball is free! Adjustment cutting to his left. The ball was punched free.
I think that Jalen Hunt, number 58, trying to make the tackle, missed, but his leg came up and it was punched first by Jalen Carter, number 98. And then Hunt, number 58, helped obscure Williams as he tried to get back to the football. And then what a play by Rodgers. Not only does he pick it up, but a full spin move to make a tackler miss to pick up the big yardage downfield. And snow angels being done on the field by the Eagles defenders after a big-time takeaway.
They are going to place the football at the 10. That is seven straight games where they have forced at least one turnover. This has been a big part of the identity of the Eagles. First and goal at the 10-yard line. From left to right, Hurts, pistol formation. He's got Barkley behind him. Handoff. Barkley puts the head down. Barkley takes it to the one. Eagles fans are going crazy right now after the turnover and the Barkley run on the precipice of punching it in.
And this feels like if it's taking more carries for Barkley to take it in, the Eagles would do that.
Second and goal. Pistol formation. Two tight ends. It's a handoff. Barkley tries to take on a tackler, and he loses the matchup. And once again, Los Angeles was ready for him with Roseboom.
It's a really remarkable season for Roseboom, who's known strictly as a special teams player. Had to step in when Troy Reader got hurt and take over the defense as the signal caller and their leading tackler.
So Charles back it up to the 2-yard line now for Philadelphia. They're going to go with an extra offensive lineman. It's the veteran Fred Johnson. Third and goal for Philly. Barkley sets up to the right of Hurts. They motion a tight end to the left. Handoff. Barkley running inside. Did he get there? Lead in the fourth quarter. The turnover turns into six. Barkley extending to break the play. Barely.
Just enough to get there, but the offensive line, they're the ones that went in and told their head coach. They told Nick Sirianni, we've got to run the ball more during their open week. It was Landon Dickerson, Jordan Mailata, and Lane Johnson. And he listened to them. And they increased their run plays. Ooh. And Barkley's elbow down, I think, before the ball got there, based off of what we're seeing. So that could put it right down there, real close, but not a touchdown.
13:30 to go. We're going to step away. Right now, it's 22-15 Philadelphia. This is Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. They reviewed it, and the play has been overturned. They determined that Barkley was short of the goal line. So now Philadelphia going for it on fourth and goal inside the one. The snap, the tush-push into the end zone. Rams believe they've stopped them. Flag is down.
I think this is going against Philadelphia.
False start. Offense number 65. Five-yard penalty. Fourth down.
And that changes everything. Lane Johnson. And now they're going to send out Jake Elliott to kick a short field goal. So with the snow falling, Philadelphia trying to make the tush-push work, it doesn't.
And we watched it on replay, and there was a slight movement by Lane Johnson before the ball was put into play. The correct call by the officials.
Charles, the offensive linemen are trying to clear out an area to snap the ball.
And they can only use hands and feet. No other objects, no towels, nothing else. All you can do is that to try and clear a place for their place kicker.
This is all for the placement. 23-yard attempt. Lovato snaps it. Man is the holder. Kick is on the way, and the kick from Elliott is good. Philadelphia now leads it 19-15. But this took a turn. So now Philadelphia is going to kick it off from left to right. The snow has 100% picked up from earlier. It is now full on accumulating. You can barely see the lines and the yard markers. Elliott kicks it off. It's a line drive. It hits initially at the 10, rolls to Schrader. Schrader through a hole, and Schrader crosses the 25-yard line. He's going to be brought down just short of the 30, 23-yard return. The road to Super Bowl 59 continues tonight. Divisional playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. The Ravens and Bills. Don't miss the divisional playoffs presented by Intuit TurboTax. Visit watch.nfl.com for full schedule. And this is where shenanigans can take place as well. The ball is slippery. Yes. The conditions are tough. It's a first and 10 at the 29-yard line for Los Angeles.
Plenty of time, though. They can still run their complete offense.
Handoff, Williams to the near side. And Williams is brought down just short of the 35 by DeJean and Gardner Johnson. They lost Mitchell to a shoulder injury, so it's been a whole lot of Isaiah Rogers in the secondary for Philadelphia. It's a four-yard pickup. Mark them down officially at the 33. So we'll call it second and six with under 13 minutes to go now in the fourth quarter.
Save the fumbles. Los Angeles has moved the ball well on the ground. I would keep going back to Kyren Williams.
Tight formation. Motion man is cut to the near side. It's Williams. He's hit in the backfield. Philadelphia gets to him and slams him down with Zach Bond. What a season he's put together. Bond was a special teamer in New Orleans. He's become a full-time starter in Philly, and he's flourished.
And he's become a first-team All-Pro Pro Bowl player. And sometimes when you change places, change cities, fresh eyes are looking at you. And his new defense coordinator, Vic Fangio, saw an outside linebacker, edge rusher, as an inside linebacker, run stopper, coverage guy that turned into an All-Pro.
It's a loss of three, so now it's third and nine, and this has re-energized the crowd. Shotgun formation for Stafford. Takes the snap. Stafford looks. He throws over the middle, and a sliding grab is made. Good enough for a first down by DeMarcus Robinson. And he catches it cleanly at the 44. 13 yards.
And Stafford was facing right down the barrel. That was number 93, Milton Williams, who was right in his face, and he stood right in there and made a throw. And a good job by Robinson going down and using his full body to catch the ball.
So a new set of downs for L.A. to work with. They're out near midfield now, just shy of a 45-yard line, moving from right to left. Kyren Williams, single setback. Fake the handoff. Stafford looking to throw it. Hit as he throws, and the ball just hits the turf. Williams in the area, ruled incomplete. The pressure came from Carter and Sweat. And Stafford was fortunate that he didn't have to eat it.
What Carter did was use his right arm to mimic the right arm throw of Stafford. That's what you're taught as a defensive lineman. Use that arm to mirror what they're trying to do throwing the ball. And he affected the play, and the pass ended up incomplete.
11-13 remaining in the fourth. Philadelphia up 19-15 on the Rams. L.A. driving, second and 10 at its own 44-yard line. It's a four-receiver set. Motion man is cut to the near side. Toss, and it's knocked away. Cup goes back because he couldn't catch it. Nakua didn't know if it was a live ball or not, and Zach Bond, pressing the line, gets a piece of it on the throw from Stafford. Incomplete.
Just trying to flick it out there with blockers in front, throwing from the pocket to his left. And Bond broke through off the edge.
That penalty's declined. Third down.
And Bond just came off the edge as he used to do in New Orleans in his old position as an outside linebacker. Hadn't lost his edge rushing ability, and he knocks the ball away.
It was the motion of Kupp. So initially looked like Stafford was going to throw a quick one to Kupp, but Kupp was actually cutting upfield. Nakua was settling in. The ball just never got there. The crowd is loud. It is third down and 10 from a 44. Shotgun snap, low, handled by Stafford, deep in the pocket. Stafford loses the ball, and it slips out of his hands, and the Eagles jump on it. Nolan Smith, the knockaway, and the recovery by Bond, Zach Bond. Philly takes over.
The pass rush came from inside and off the edge. Nolan Smith, number three, forces Stafford up into the pocket, and then he corrals him and helps knock the ball free. Nolan Smith finished the season with a flourish, two sacks in the final ball game, and now he comes into this, and he is ready to go. And when he knocks it free from Stafford on the spot, as you described as Zach Bond, he may petition for a uniform change next year. 007 Zach Bond.
Matthew Stafford, in his career, when the temperature drops below 40, he's made 17 career starts as teams have gone 7-10 in those games. Right now, Philadelphia has got it at the 38-yard line of Los Angeles, up by 4, 11 minutes to play in the fourth. Handoff, Barkley, stutter step move, Barkley trying to lean forward and will pick up 2 with Kobe Turner and Omar Spates there to greet him. Clock is moving, second down and 8. Blustery conditions right now in Philadelphia. Opened up in the first quarter. Temperature was hovering in that 33-degree area. It was quite comfortable. We got a little bit of precipitation. It stopped, and then it started to pick up. And really, in the third and fourth quarter, we're seeing major accumulations now on the field. Second down and 8 from the 36. Perks fake the handoff. He'll throw to Barkley on the near side. Barkley catches it, but his bottom hits the ground as he went down to get it. A modest gain of 3 yards on the play.
And it's another throw that knocks the back down. You got to keep the back on his feet so when he catches the football, he can turn upfield and gain the additional yardage. He throws it to where Barkley has to go down, get it to secure the catch. Now you've got a third down when, in fact, he had a chance to catch the ball, get the first down on that last play.
Hurts has just 112 yards through the air. Barkley has had big numbers once again. Third down and 5, handoff. Barkley running inside, angling to the right. They'll whistle the play dead because he got hit by Tyler Davis and company. Forward progress, it's going to get him a yard. That's it. And now it's fourth down.
But they're not sending a field goal unit on. You're kind of in that no man's land with where you are with your field goal kicker this year. 1-for-7 from 50 plus. Bad weather conditions. I don't think this is tush push territory by any stretch.
No.
But you have something that you can run. And remember, your outlet is always number 26, Saquon Barkley, no matter what your play call is.
Since 2021, this has been the best fourth down team in the NFL. But this is a 4th and 5. This is not a 4th and 1. Shotgun formation for Hurts. takes the snap, looks, he throws, makes the connection with A.J. Brown for the first down. That'll move the chains.
Do you remember earlier when A.J. Brown ran a very similar route? This time he's running it from the right into the center of the field. The last time is the left into the center. He missed him badly on that throw. It's the same slant, but he runs the slant this time. The timing was perfect, and he puts it right on it.
We're down to 8:25 to play in the fourth quarter. New set of downs, handoff. Barkley goes down immediately. Could not get his footing. Was trying to run to the right. Jarrett burst there to make sure that he didn't get up and do anything. So no gain on the play at the 23-yard line.
But what Philadelphia likes right now is that each time that clock keeps ticking. Four-point lead now. Obviously hoping to extend that lead, but now under 8 minutes left in the ballgame.
They give him a loss of one. So the Eagles are now at 201 rushing yards on the day. This is their bread and butter. Second and 11, pistol formation. Fake the handoff, bootleg to the left, the throw, Hurts, catch made by Davante Smith, and he is leveled along the far sideline by the physical Witherspoon. It's going to be third down coming up. Clock continues to tick, 7:35 to play.
And they've set it up for what they call third and manageable, where you have a number of plays at your disposal, and they've also set it up that if they don't have a big loss, they are in field goal range right now.
Currently have a four-point lead with 7:17 left to go in the fourth. Set up once again in the pistol formation. Looking at a third down and four at the 17-yard line.
And I'm the play clock.
Play clock. They hand it off. Barkley, and he's smothered. Nowhere to run. Cam Curl pushing forward. It's a loss of two.
Always like Cam Curl in Washington. And he comes to Los Angeles his first year there and exhibits many of the same tendencies. A very smart, heady player who can make plays in the backfield when he plays near the line of scrimmage.
So special teamers right now are trying to clear out an area to get a clean placement here for Braden Mann, the holder. Lovato, the snapper. It's a 37-yard attempt. Elliott has made a 44-yarder and a 23-yarder. Trying to extend the lead. Snap, placement, kick from Jake Elliott. It's straight through. And the Eagles go in front by seven with 6:18 remaining in the fourth quarter. Philadelphia 22, Rams 15. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. Jake Elliott will kick it off from left to right. Snowblowers came out to at least clean the lines a bit, but the way the snow has been falling, it's been filling those spaces rather quickly. Whittington and Schrader are deep, and they're standing just inside the five. Line drive kick to the right side. It's over the head of Schrader. That's actually one of the best kicks of the day for Elliott as it goes through the back of the end zone. Every Westwood One football broadcast this season is available on all Alexa-enabled devices. Just say, open Westwood One Sports, you'll be taken straight to the action. That's open Westwood One Sports to listen on Alexa. So what's the thought process now if you're L.A.? The Rams down by seven, just over 6 minutes to go.
Plenty of time. Still not in a position where everything has to be a throw. In the second half of this game, Kyren Williams, despite the two fumbles, has been the best part of their offense. Don't take him out of it too fast.
Fake the handoff to Williams. Stafford stepping up. Stafford is sacked! It was the second wave! Oh, Jomo gets to the quarterback. Second year out of Texas, making things happen for Philly. Loss of seven.
Jalen Carter, number 98, is the man in the middle and usually gets double teamed. He's the first one back towards the quarterback. And Ojomo follows him as the second wave, as you described. And he's the one who gets credit for the sack.
And the Rams are looking at a second and 17 from the 23. Williams in the backfield shifts to the left of Stafford. Handed to Williams, running to the right. Williams breaks one tackle, and he's hit from the side by Oren Burks. So Williams gets back that yardage from the sack, but they are staring at a third and long, almost 8 yards on the carry. So let's call it third and 10.
On more than one occasion today, we've seen Tyler Higbee, the tight end, be featured on a screen play when they've tried to pick up a first down. Do they go back to him, or do they go to their top two in Nacua and Cooper Kupp?
Philadelphia shows blitz. Shotgun for Stafford. They need 10 yards. Snap, throw, deflected. Over the middle, it got hit. He was trying to feed it to Nacua. It was Burks for Philadelphia getting the start for the injured Nakobe Dean. And Burks has forced L.A. into a punt.
And he has played a terrific game today because there's a big school of thought coming in because he filled in last week when Dean got hurt. He had 5 tackles. He had 3 missed tackles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big school of thought that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. would get a lot more playing time today in split time. That has not been the case. Oren Burks has played awfully well.
It is Ethan Evans to punt it. Cooper DeJean is standing back at the 20-yard line. That punt came off the side of his foot, angling to the right sideline and out of bounds. He did not get all of it. And Philadelphia is going to get the football, leading 22-15. 4:47 to go. You're listening to the NFL playoffs on Westwood One. The snow not coming down at the rate it was earlier, but there is still precipitation. The wind has absolutely picked up, and the temperature has dropped. I mean, you could feel the difference from kickoff to now. We're coming up on 3 hours of elapsed time. 22-yard line. That's where Philadelphia opens up. Handoff. It's Barkley running to the left. Barkley gets by everybody. Saquon Barkley is gone. Touchdown. On a snowy Sunday, Saquon Barkley has dominated for the Eagles. 28-15, Philly. He is at another level. 78 yards. The Philadelphia Eagles are 4 minutes and 36 seconds away from advancing to the NFC Championship with Jake Elliott on for the extra point. Snap. The kick curves. No good. The second one he's missed today.
To dampen the enthusiasm slightly, but the run that Saquon Barkley had is the type of play we've seen from Philadelphia where the offensive line, he sets up to the right of the quarterback and then comes back to the left with Cam Jurgens, the center, 51, Landon Dickerson, number 69, the left guard, and Jordan Mailata, the left tackle, forming a wall to give him space and also pulling the right tackle, Lane Johnson. And once Barkley got through the initial wave, that was all she wrote. Now it becomes a sprint, and all he has to do is not fall down, and he does not until he goes through the end zone and then slides into home to help celebrate a big gap that the Philadelphia Eagles have opened.
Our score here at Lincoln Financial Field, 28-15, Philadelphia. You're listening to the NFL Divisional Playoff presented by Intuit TurboTax.
And coming into this game, there have been, I think, 7 occasions where a runner had gone over 200 yards against a team in a regular season, then faced them in the playoffs. No one had ever gotten to 100 in the playoff game. The closest was Adrian Peterson at 99 against the Packers. Today, that went out the window.
He had 255 on the ground in the first meeting, 2 touchdowns. He's got 196 on the ground today, 2 touchdowns.
He likes symmetry, doesn't he?
Saquon Barkley put together one of the best seasons in NFL history. And he's got an encore. Kickoff from Elliott. Line drive handled in the end zone by Whittington. Rams will have it at the 30-yard line. But now it is a much bigger mountain to climb.
And if you're a pass rusher for the Philadelphia Eagles, this is your time. Josh Sweat, number 19. Nolan Smith, number 3. Here you go.
Robin Hood Gold gets you a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at robinhood.com/gold. First down at the 30-yard line for the Rams. Stafford throws. He zips it in there, caught by Nakua. And Nakua not going down. In fact, he's going to take it across midfield for a pickup of 21. Eventually, Zach Bond helped get him to the ground. First down, Los Angeles. We've got 4:15 to go in the fourth. 28-15 Philly. Stafford looking downfield, delivers, and it's dropped by Robinson. It was in the breadbasket, didn't bring it in. Stops the clock with 4:07 remaining.
Philadelphia came into this game the least amount of drops by the receivers all year. The third least amount of drops, the Los Angeles Rams. You don't see this very often. DeMarcus Robinson has made some tremendous catches throughout this game. The first time this one, and the ball goes off of his hands.
The conditions have played a large role, no doubt. But Philadelphia has limited the mistakes. Stafford throws to a spot along the right sideline, and the catch is made by Whittington for a first down. Good for 12 yards, and he gets out of bounds. 4:02 to play. That was a rainbow delivery from Stafford. Rams are just trying to throw themselves back into this game with just over 4 minutes to go. Stafford deep drop. Stafford will throw it. Incomplete along the near sideline. Robinson the intended target. There were two defenders in the area.
And I believe Isaiah Rodgers got hurt on this play. When he went up to try and undercut the play and get an interception, he came down awkwardly and limped to the bench where he's getting medical attention. The ball is thrown from the right to the from the middle of the field to the left side. Rodgers is on the play, and he comes underneath trying to get an interception, comes down awkwardly, and is now on the bench.
So Rodgers is being looked at by the athletic training staff. Keely Ringo is in. Second down and 10 for the Rams. Deep drop. Stafford loads it up. Stafford throws. Caught inside the 20-yard line. Working that right side, Stafford makes the connection with Tutu Atwell for 18. So the Rams aren't done yet.
Remember, the Eagles are not a big blitz team, so they're only going to rush three or four at a time, typically.
From the 19, Stafford uncorks it to the right side, catch is made, and the momentum carries Higbee to the sideline and out of bounds across the 15-yard line, so pick up of 4.5. 3:32 to go. 13-point differential. Two missed extra points by Elliott today for Philadelphia. Shotgun. Stafford, step and throw. He's got an open man. It's Kupp over the middle. And Kupp is dropped just before he could get to the goal line. Combination of DeJean and Blankenship bring him down. Rams are trying to rush to the ball. It's now placed at the 2-yard line. First and goal for L.A. It's a handoff. Williams is dropped in the backfield by Oren Burks. He got some help at the end by Darius Slay, but it's Burks who made the first strike.
He heard all the talk all week about being replaced since he was replacing N'Kobe Dean, and he's played the game of his life today.
Shotgun, throw to the right. It is broken up. Higbee with Darius Slay there. Higbee might have been banged up on the play. He just asked out and heads to the Rams sideline.
He's one of their primary targets, too. And in this type of a situation, a big body on the goal line in a condensed space, you need him on the field, and they won't have him for this snap.
So Parkinson is now the tight end that could be a factor here on third and goal from the 4-yard line. Shotgun Stafford. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Stafford looks. Stafford throws. Hooks a pass. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Colby Parkinson. It's a 4-yard strike for Stafford and the Rams, and they're still alive.
If Higbee doesn't get hurt, that's his route. Parkinson replaced him, took this spot, formerly with Seattle, works from the right side of the field, evades two different defenders, and goes inside of Darius Slay in the middle of the field, And Stafford delivers another strike.
10 plays, 70 yards. This is now a 7-point game with the extra point coming from Cardi. 2:48 to go. Snap, hold, kick, Cardi right down the middle. The Rams have cut it to 6. Philadelphia not out of the woods by any measure. 2:48 on the clock. Booming kick from Evans goes through the back of the end zone. Eagles will have it at the 30. First down run. Trying to wiggle through some space. And working through is Barkley for a gain of a couple. Tyler Davis there to greet him. Clock stops with 2:43 left. So a timeout taken by the Rams. So they have the two timeouts left now and the two-minute warning. And a six-point game. And the confidence of the drive that they just had, which...
they just rolled downfield, really cut through it. I think Vic Fangio might throw something different at him, the defense coordinator of the Eagles, if indeed they get the ball. And it's still a six-point game and a chance to come down and tie or win. But if I'm Chris Shula, defense coordinator of the Rams... I think I'm daring Jalen Hurts to beat me rather than letting Saquon Barkley have the football. Look, if he's going to get it and run it inside, there better be enough bodies there that they can make a play. If I'm going to dare them to make Jalen Hurts come out of the pocket and someone else beat me, not number 26 for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Tight formation, fake the handoff. Hurts looping to his left, and he goes down. Hurts had a man right there, Kobe Turner. Big loss on the play of 13 yards.
About the path of Kobe Turner, University of Richmond, transferred to Wake Forest, became a draft pick for the Rams, third round in 2023. He's only put up 19 and a half sacks in his first 2 years in the league and was named the team captain this year. And he played this one so well from his position on the right side of the defensive line, just when it took away the sight lines of Jalen Hurts and made him go down before Turner could tackle him.
And this changes everything for Philadelphia. They're now looking at a third and 19 back at the 21-yard line. The Rams have used their second timeout. It's a team that had 280 yards rushing today, but could not get a clean playoff on second down.
Feel like this is going to be a Barkley run here, and then they're going to count on their defense.
Rams have a four-man front. Goddard shifting from right to left, now coming back to the right. A little bit of confusion here. Hurts gets the snap, hands off Barkley, running up the middle, and Barkley falls forward out across the 25-yard line to the 26. 2:33 to go, and the Rams have used their final timeout. They do have the two-minute warning, and they've got the veteran Matthew Stafford warming up on the sideline, getting ready for this potential game-winning drive.
They rolled down the last time and didn't have to use a timeout. Understood how to use the clock well, get to the sideline, stopping the clock and running their offense. So Sean McVay has a great deal of confidence in the veteran Matthew Stafford running his offense, even with no timeouts in his pocket.
Braden Mann will punt it away. Xavier Smith is back deep for Los Angeles. Either way, if he can just secure the ball, there's a chance at very good field position here.
And if he has any doubts at all, he needs to stay away from it. Make sure your offense runs the next play.
Kick from Mann, spiraling. It takes a weird bounce, and then Smith just gets out of the way. Very fortunate for Philadelphia as it continues to roll inside the 20-yard line. So that ball ends up being a 55-yard punt. It was not in the air 55 yards. It rolled a solid 15 yards for Philly.
But in this situation, I think Xavier Smith made the right play. The last thing you want is to mishandle the football and not give your offense one more chance. You may have given up yardage, but the next snap will be by your guys.
All things considered, if you're the Los Angeles Rams, you would have signed up for this.
Absolutely.
2:23 to go, down by 6 with Matthew Stafford, who has so many game-winning drives to his credit. A throw to the far side. It's caught by Higbee, and he is tackled down after the gain of 5, short of the 25. They're trying to move fast here. They have no timeouts remaining. We're down to 2:06 to go. Quick snap. Stafford in the pocket. He throws to the near side. It's caught by Kupp, and he's got enough for the first down. Tackle made by Isaiah Rogers, who is back out there. That's a 6-yard completion, and we have reached the 2-minute warning. The Eagles lead the Rams 28-22. Who's going to the NFC Championship game? We'll find out. You're listening to the NFL Playoffs on Westwood One. 2 minutes to play here in Philadelphia. The Eagles 28, the Rams 22, Los Angeles. First down at its own 31-yard line. No timeouts remaining.
And you have the third corner on the field now, Keely Ringo. Isaiah Rogers was the second corner, got hurt a few plays ago. Quinyon Mitchell, the starting corner, out early in the ball game. He's on the field for Philadelphia. And will Vic Fangio, defense coordinator, change things up and rush an additional guy?
Matthew Stafford leading the rally. He throws it to the near side. It is incomplete. He tried to hit Cooper Kupp. And Cooper DeJean wins the battle of Coopers. Second and 10.
He gets his head around a half second earlier. He comes up with the football. His head came around at the end of it. He's running inside of the receiver. And as he turns his head back to find the ball is already on top of him.
Second and 10 from the 31. Stafford looking. Stafford rifles. Knocked away! Over the middle, Darius Slay. The coverage on Puka Nacua. And it's third and 10.
This play, I think Sean McVay will design to try and find Keely Ringo, number 42, if he can, in coverage. Although I believe they're bringing him off the field right now. Looks like Isaiah Rogers has returned.
1:50 to go. Third and 10 for the Rams. 6-point advantage for the Eagles. Los Angeles operating at its own 31. Low snap. Stafford. Over the middle. It is caught. DeMarcus Robinson. 11 yards and a first down. Tackle made by Rogers. Clock is moving. Down to 1:34 to go. Rams rush to the line. Shotgun snap. Stafford. Stafford. Pump. Stafford. Deep shot. Down the right sideline. It is hauled in. Nacua. He caught it over Darius Slay. And he's got it inside the 30-yard line.
Slay goes up, thinks he has a bead on the ball, but I think he misjudged it. And he ends up too far inside, and the separation is there for Nacua to go up and come down with the football.
37-yard reception. They spotted at the 21. We're down to 1:25 to go. Rams in business. Shotgun snap. Stafford steps up. Stafford throws to the near side. Sliding attempt made. And it's a clean catch by Kupp. Short yardage as Stafford got rid of it. Caught along the left sideline for 3.
Philadelphia tried to bring extra pressure on that play to make Stafford make a decision, get the ball out of his hands quicker than he has. They've been rushing 3 and 4 throughout these last 2 drives, and Stafford's been able to carve them up.
Second down and 7 here for L.A. 1:19 to go. Motion man, Parkinson to the far side, and a flag down. 2 flags, in fact, 3. Haven't heard from Sean Smith in a while.
Start, offense number 69, 5-yard penalty, second down.
It's the veteran Kevin Dotson called for the false start, so back it up for L.A.
Right guard. He was just trying to get in motion just a little bit too quickly to try to protect his quarterback.
That is only the 3rd penalty of the day against the Rams. Philadelphia 28, Los Angeles 22. Second down and 12 from the 23-yard line. Shotgun for Stafford. Cut the motion man on the near side. Stafford looks. Stafford hooks a pass to the right side. It's caught by Nacua. And he's forced towards the sideline and gets out of bounds just inside the 15. So they pick up 10 yards on the play. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the defender there, to make the play for Philly. Stops the clock. 1:14 to go. Third down and short from the 14-yard line.
And if you're Philadelphia, guarding the goal line, six-point lead.
Stafford in the pocket. He is sacked. Jalen Carter gets to the quarterback. And the clock is rolling. We hit 1 minute to play. It's fourth down for L.A. 52 seconds left. Back it up to the 21, a loss of eight. The Rams are not in a hurry here. They recognize that the game hinges on this play. We're down to 38 seconds left. Rams break the huddle. Fourth down and 11. Stafford takes the snap. Looking. Stafford throws to the right side. It's incomplete. Philadelphia's going to hold on. Intended for Nacua. The celebration starts in the city of brotherly love. The Rams with a valiant effort, but it's not going to be enough.
And in these situations, you often think edge rushers determine the game. In this case, it was an inside rusher, Jalen Carter, their first-round pick last year, who's going to the Pro Bowl and the second-team All-Pro, made a big-time inside move to put pressure on Stafford and force the incompletion.
The Rams had chances. Moved the ball down the field. Puts the pressure on this Philadelphia defense. A huge sack changed everything. Eagles go into victory formation. Hurts takes the knee, and that's it. The Philadelphia Eagles advance to the NFC Championship game. They defeat the Rams 28-22 in the divisional, and they will host the Washington Commanders for the right to go to the Super Bowl. The NFC East represents. Philadelphia gets it done. Snow everywhere. And snow angels will be coming for the Eagles to celebrate a chance to go to the Super Bowl. 28-22. The final in Philly.
So impressive for both of these teams and what we saw. It looked like it was done after Saquon Barkley's second big run for a touchdown. And Los Angeles is not at all too big drives to try and get it done.
We'll send it down to Ben Lieber. Ben.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm down here with the team leader in catches and receptions. Four catches, 56 yards. Dallas Goedert. I know you weren't on the field for that final drive. Offensively, you're on the sideline, but what was your anxiety level? Can you take me through your emotions?
Yeah, I mean, credit to defense. They played a great game. We put them in tough spots. I have all the faith in the world in them. And they made the plays when they need. Jalen Carter got that huge sack, and then, it just we got off the field, and that's all we needed. So we're moving on, baby.
You guys had a lot of motivation going into this game, but obviously a lot of it sort of changed yesterday with the loss by the Detroit Lions. The winner gets the host NFC Championship game. How much did that change your approach today?
I mean, it didn't really change anything. Looking at last night and stuff, we had to take care of business today, and that's all we were worried about.
The field conditions, we talked about it, we heard about it leading up to this game. Not much to start, but then the snow started to come down. How much did it affect you guys' execution?
Obviously we have the same situations for both teams. There's a little bit, but Jalen Hurts said it best, rain, sleet, or snow, Eagles train to go. So just shout out everybody locking in and finishing it.
And how about your boy Saquon? What else can you say about his performance today?
Man, he's super special. I don't even know what he finished with, but it's always cool to see what he can do. And, I'm really glad he's on our team. I'm glad we got him. And, I expect more games like that from him.
Final question. You guys split with the Commanders 1-1 this year. What's it going to be like to play a team for the third time but for a chance to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, just going to amp it up. Last time we played them, it got a little chippy, and I expect the same thing. It's going to be a fun NFC Championship game. But, it's going to be here in Philly, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, man, best of luck. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
All right, Ben, great job all day. Dallas Goedert, certainly a big part of this victory for the Philadelphia Eagles defensively. They made the plays when they had to, including down the stretch.
They certainly did, and it looked like they were really going to be pressed on this last one. But as you noted, big sack, Jalen Carter. Then it comes back with a big play up the middle and knocks us the sight lines out for Matthew Stafford. The Eagles defense came up big when they absolutely had to have them.
You'll look at the numbers and say they gave up 402 yards of offense, but they got it done down the stretch. Charles, a pleasure. A lot of fun.
Pleasure is mine. It's great.
This is a Philadelphia team that, let's face it, early in the season, people started questioning that maybe some of the magic had run out. But you look up, there's two teams standing left in the NFC, and both are from the East.
And when we look at schedules to start a season, we always look when the open week comes for a team, right? The Eagles, it came really early, and usually you don't like that. But since that open week, they've only lost one time. They know how to handle it.
Once again, the final score, 28-22. Philadelphia wins it.